Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Thursday, January 2nd, in case you're like me trying to figure out what day it is, what year it is, 2025. So this morning we've been talking a bit about the football games and New Orleans and also dogs, since I am a Georgia Bulldog. Today has a little bit of a dog theme. And I was thinking about one of our rescues. I had a wonderful interview about a week or two ago with Francine with Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. So I'm going to let you listen to that broadcast as an encore broadcast this morning, and then we'll be back again right around 10 o'clock. So I hope you enjoy this. And again, this was pre-broadcast, so there might be some references. It was right before Christmas, but the information is great in case you want to adopt a small dog. Okay, there's a hint. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I have a guest in the studio from one of my favorite organizations in this area, A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Welcome, Francine Armstrong. She is the president. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to get in the Christmas spirit with the dogs.
Yes, that's great. I love the song.
Yes. So I fell in love with this organization. I have a confession through Facebook. I popped up on my feed. I used to have a little Maltese, a small dog. I've had big dogs over the years, but I've always had a dog in my life. And so I've decided that I'm kind of in the market or looking for a small dog. And the temptation sometimes is to go to a breeder or to purchase at one of our local pet stores. But when I discovered this organization, I was absolutely blown away by all that you do. So talk a little bit about what y'all do, and it is specifically for small dogs.
It is specifically for small dogs. It's supposed to be 15 pounds and under is our plan, I guess.
Right.
But it doesn't always work out that way, because if there's a dog that's really in need... I'm a softie. I have bigger dogs, too.
Well,
so,
according to all of our other rescues, we are in a crisis mode right now in terms of dogs that need to be fostered and rescued.
We are definitely in a crisis mode. We are a foster-based rescue, so all of our dogs are placed into foster homes.
So you don't have a facility.
We don't have a facility. We do have outbuildings at my house where we do meet and greets for private meet and greets, and we have our room for doing grooming and bathing and trying to make everybody beautiful and get our glamour shots for our website.
Which are so cute, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a lot of work sometimes. If y'all knew how many pictures we took trying to get those cute pictures.
I can imagine.
Our big thing is the dogs are in homes, and they're there for us to be able to learn their temperaments and learn what the dogs require. Our big thing when we adopt out is not what the people want, it's what's the right fit for the dog. Sometimes we get a little flack for that, but if we think the dog needs a fenced yard, we're going to stick to our goal that the dog has to find a home with a fenced yard. It may take us a little bit longer, but most of our adopters will tell you that if they're after a certain dog and we talk to them and we find out what they want in a dog, there are times when we step in and say, this isn't the right dog for you. We have a dog we'd like you to meet, and they love it because we can match them to the dog that fits them, and that's our goal. We want them in a forever home. We go out of our way to learn their personalities, to learn their quirks. When we do our bios, the lady that writes our bios is amazing, Christine.
I love what she, I read them. That's maybe why I fall in love with it, because the personalities of the dogs come out very clearly. So they'll say, this one likes to jump. This one doesn't park. This one will follow you around. This one is good with cats, but not with little people. This one's good with little people, but not big people. You know, it's amazing, the details.
She does an amazing job. She works a full-time job. She does all of Facebook. She's the only person that you ever are responding to on Facebook.
Well, that's how I got through to find you.
She messages everybody. She does the adoption application. She does an awful lot for the rescue. We joke about it all the time when we get tired, we get exhausted from the jobs, and we're like, okay, are you ready to quit? Or she'll say, I'm ready to quit. And I'll say, okay, well, we'll close the rescue. And she's like, no, you can't close the rescue. Yeah, when you quit, I'm closing the rescue because I can't by myself.
I know, so you can't close.
We're not going to close. We are dedicated to what we're doing. And we have so many just fabulous dogs in rescue.
How many do you have right now?
Right now, I think we have about 45.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's...
So you have 45 people that are fostering these dogs for you right now in their homes.
No, I wish. Okay. We need 45 people. We have a lot of volunteers, but a lot of our volunteers can't foster for one reason or another. So we have needs in other areas. We do. We have a home check team. We have a vet check team who approves applications. They have to make phone calls. Sometimes they have to be detectives to get the information to find out if the people that are applying are a good pet owner, if mm-hmm. they give them their annuals and, you know, make sure that they are spayed and neutered. And so they do a lot of research before we even get to the point where we talk to somebody.
You're really vetting the potential owner.
Oh, you have no idea. If they say they rent their home, we call the landlord and we make sure that they are allowed to have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
If they say they own their home, we check property records.
Right.
If they say they've never had a dog, Christine will sit and go through Facebook and find that, oh, look at our new puppy we got 2 years ago. And she'll screenshot it and say, what happened to this dog?
Mm-hmm.
So we're real thorough with what we do. And some people don't like that. They think they should just be able to get a dog. We're not like that. That's not what we're after. We want the best.
I think that's what distinguishes you in a lot of ways.
We hope so. And we have lots and lots and lots of repeat adopters, which says a lot for what we do, I think. We're not the cheapest out there, but we do everything that the dog needs. We don't do the basics. Mm-hmm. If they need a dental, they get a dental. Dentals sometimes now are running us anywhere from $300 to $700 per dog. And on a senior, when we're adopting them out for, you know, $300,
mm-hmm.
plus they get their shots, plus they get spayed or neutered. We give a year shot for heartworm prevention. Heartworm prevention is another thing that kicks a lot of our people out of being able to adopt because we require that their pet that they have or even mm-hmm. previous pets have had heartworm prevention. And
so important.
It is.
So important. I'm talking this morning with Francine. She is with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue at Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question about the dogs or what they do or how you could qualify, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg. My guest this morning is Francine Armstrong with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. So as you can tell, I'm very enthusiastic about this organization. I love what they do. So talk a little bit about the process. If someone's listening this morning, I mean, I know a lot of people are looking at the possibility of bringing an animal into their home, but remember, it's a family member, not a toy.
One of the big things that we do is around Christmas, unfortunately, we don't adopt out puppies because we get so many puppies after the holidays that about 4 months out, mm-hmm. we'll start getting the puppies that they bought from the breeders that are a lot more work than they're used to. And we want these animals that we have to go into a home and stay there. They've been traumatized, they've lost owners. We take in lots of owner surrenders, lots of strays. We hold them for the 7-day stray hold, make sure the owners have a chance to find them. You know, we have them posted, and we take in some of the really serious medical cases. And we are so grateful because we have the best followers, because if we have a medical case, I know we can put a post out. Christine will write a story and tell all about what's going on with the dog, and in no time, we have the money that we need for the surgery or the medical case. We have a little one right now named Gidget, who is a little teeny baby chihuahua.
Aww.
Who has problems with her brain, her open fontanelle. She has a little bit of hydrocephalus, so we just ordered her $800 helmet that was molded for her head that will grow with her. And she's in the wait and see mode right now. The vet wanted to give her 3 months. And so she's in a home being spoiled rotten with the other dogs.
With her little helmet on.
Yeah, well, her helmet hasn't come in yet, but ordered it. It's been molded. So we're right now she has one that her foster mommy made out of a cute little thing.
It's, no kidding.
The pictures that they put out are just amazing. And our big thing is the support that we get from the community. We couldn't do what we do without that. And it makes such a huge difference. We have people that donate money. We take in donations all the time, food. They will message us on our Facebook page, A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. And they will ask, what do you need? And when we tell them, if I say we need canned food, we have one lady that sent us 20 cases of canned food. If we say we need leashes, harnesses, collars, I mean, we'll get 80 to 100 of them delivered in no time flat. So the people are amazing, and they help us tremendously. Our vet that we use, Coastal Sunrise Animal Hospital, is amazing. They work with us so well. Vetting has gotten expensive, so fees have gotten expensive, but we're still using quality vet care, and that's what we will always do for our dogs. We don't use, you know, just a
fly by night, as they say.
Yeah, that's not us. So, and you can go to our website. You can put in an application for pre-approval. If you're just thinking about, like you said, looking for a little dog, and you go ahead and get approved, and then you watch the site. Mm-hmm. And when you see that dog that just touches your heart, you reach out and you say, oh my gosh, I have an approved application. I want to meet this dog. And Christine will see, you know, if you're a good fit for that dog. And we will set up a private meet and greet. We'll let you come love on it. And if it's not the right fit, that's okay. We had a chance to talk to you more, and we know more what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And then our goal is to find you that dog. So the volunteers, they put so much into the rescue, taking care of these dogs, because some of them, they're a challenge.
High maintenance.
Right? Yeah, they're not housebroken. A lot of times that's why they're in rescue, because, you know, they were resistant to potty training or whatever the excuse is that, you know, they just weren't a good fit. A lot of times it's divorce. We get a lot of animals in whose owners die.
I've noticed that quite a bit. And so the dogs are a little bit older, which is good because they're trained.
Yes.
For the most part.
We do seniors, and we do age-appropriate adoptions. That's not the most popular thing in the world, but we've had people in their 90s who want a 9-week-old puppy. That isn't realistic. It's not the right choice for the person or the dog, and we won't do it. And we tell them all the time, there are other places you can get a dog, but it's not us. Because the dogs require so much, and we don't want the person to trip and get hurt. We don't want the puppy to get hurt. And we want them to have a happy life where it's a great experience for everybody, the dog and the person.
Okay, I just want to share a text that came in from Nancy in Pensacola, and she agrees with me. You are wonderful. Thank you for what you do. And Christine is amazing at describing your dog's histories and outcomes. And the fosters are heroes for sure, as you are volunteers. We are honored to support you when we can. My sentiment, exactly.
We appreciate that so much. And people are awesome. They treat us so good. And
how long have you been doing this now?
I took over it used to be the Floribama Chihuahua Rescue. They were closing, and I took in their dogs and started my own rescue in 2017.
Okay.
So we've put in about 3,500 dogs so far into homes.
That's incredible. Okay, we've been talking about dogs, but now let's talk about the types of dogs that you have. And by the way, to me, I've gone to your website. You can certainly look them up there, but every day they post on Facebook. And so a couple times a day, and I just get lost in those posts. I do. It makes me smile.
It's those pictures.
The pictures, I
know. Fabulous, yes.
So talk about the types of dogs you have.
We have everything. Right now, we have a spicy little Shih Tzu that is going up for adoption soon, if I can do it, because he is adorable. I'm going to show you his picture in a minute.
Oh, gosh. I'm in trouble.
We just took in the other day a 7.5-month-old puppy from a breeder who double Merle. So I have one that is deaf and blind that came from this same person 3 years ago. So this puppy came in, and Phoenix is deaf, not completely blind, sees motion.
Oh,
he is a doll. He is just fabulous.
All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the pups and the dogs available. We're talking to Francine, who's with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, on Pensacola's Expert Panel News Radio 92.3. If you've got a question or you're interested in a particular type of dog, you could text the... Oh, she just showed me the picture. Now I'm in trouble. Okay. You could text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. Thursday morning, we've got Francine Armstrong with A Place of Hope's Small Dog Rescue. We only got a couple minutes left now to talk about, what have we not talked about that you'd like to let people know about?
That they need to come out and put in those applications and meet dogs, because they, even if you just aren't sure.
Mm-hmm. She's looking at me because I've
I have some amazing pictures to show her of a Maltese that went today to get neutered, and we have some Shorky puppies that will be coming available soon. We take in dogs with behavioral issues too, and that's something that is a challenge. We have a dog right now that Hardy. He's amazing. His name is Hardy because he was found at the Hardy's, and somebody, a homeless man, had left him there, and he's got some issues. But we just started working with a behaviorist to help with this, and we have decided that if someone is able to adopt one of these dogs that needs a little extra, we're going to pay for training with the behaviorist for
That's
a class.
Great. And I've got a question here from Michael, and he's asking about where are you located. So let's clarify that. There's not a facility.
There is not a facility. Unfortunately, people show up quite often at my house. It is not a facility. It is just my house. Everything has to go through the site. We don't let people come and meet dogs before they're approved, because if they're not going to get approved, it's a waste of their time and ours.
That's right.
So, and the dogs are not in a location. They're in homes all over town. So that's hard for people to understand sometimes. They think we have all of them at my house. And let me tell you what.
Yeah, it's different from an animal shelter. It's not the same, quite the same thing, but the dogs are available for adoption.
They are available, and there are a lot at my house, so that's confusing. I have 14 that are unadoptables that live with me, plus my fosters. So I usually have 20 to 35 at my house. But they're in my house just like everybody else's dogs, driving me crazy and being loved on. And
do you have an event coming up? Because every once in a while on Fridays, I notice you do have an event that people could come to.
No, we don't do events anymore,
except
special events. And our location closed.
Okay. We've been talking with Francine, who's with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Get the website and Facebook. You're on Facebook.
Yes.
The website again?
Our website is aplaceofhoperescue.com.
Thank you so much, Francine, for you and Christine and the volunteers and all you do for our little animals in our community. My name is Meg. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back tomorrow at 9.